Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Josh?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi, Josh. It's Tina at Local Splash, and I understand that you were returning my call.
Yeah, you called, and I talked to my brother recently about canceling your services because we never got anything from y'all. We never received any leads or anything like that. But he said he tried to a while ago, and they said that I needed to call for confirmation because they thought I was in charge. Which Travis is the one that's in charge?
I see. Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 25th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior. Just to let you know, there are no notes. Well, here's the thing is there's notes in here that when we talked to him, he hung up on us, which is weird. And I don't really know. It doesn't say why. It just says, for instance, on January 22nd, dialed both primary and Travis's number, got hung up by Travis, like he always does, sent email. Then another agent called 2 days prior, dialed both primary and Travis, got hung up by Travis, like he always does, left message on the primary number to grant us access to their page, mail or sent. So I guess that, you know, gosh, I'm going back like in the notes, like all the way, like even into December, and it looks like it's been an ongoing problem where he just like hangs up when they try to call. So I don't know what's going on, but he never called in and had requested a cancellation unless he thought, oh, if I hang up on him, it's going to automatically cancel or something, but that's not the case.
He said something about December that he no longer wanted the services because we never got anything from y'all and we were just paying money, which, I mean, at this time of year, we have no money to pay out for not getting anything back. So he said that I had to call to confirm the cancellation.
Yeah. So there's no notes of a cancellation attempt in December, but the good news is all of our calls inbound and outbound are recorded for quality assurance. So I could go back and search Travis's number and see if there were any attempts made by him in December, but there's nothing in the notes, okay? Just in case there isn't a confirmation that he tried to call in and cancel, I want to let you know that, you know, the good news is you're only past due for $149 now because come February 25th, it would reoccur to $298, and that will continue to do so until this settles. Yeah, well, it's going to continue to bill until it settles. That's what I'm saying. There isn't a way to cancel the account with a past due balance. And that's because in the voice verification recording and in the terms and conditions, you agreed to the automatic renewal on the 25th and that you'd have to notify us 3 business days prior to prevent that charge. But
the person that reached out to me said that it was no contract, that it would go month by month, and that we could let y'all know if we wanted to keep the services or cancel them.
That's true. It is a month-to-month subscription. You're not bound by a contract. You can cancel at any time, but in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to the 25th. So that's the only problem is that, you know, today is the 29th, and there's already a balance on it.
That wasn't explained, and y'all only started calling again, I guess, when y'all said that it's due again. So if y'all would have gave us a call before then, I mean, this wouldn't have been a problem.
Well, it looks like they called both numbers on the 22nd, and they got hung up on by Travis. That's what it says in the notes. And then they called on the 19th, on the 18th, on the 17th, on the 15th, on the 12th. So, you know, they've been trying to reach you guys, and for some reason or another, you know, Travis hasn't been receptive to the call. So I don't know, but you said that you were wanting to cancel because things are slow right now?
Yep.
Okay. So I want to give you some options because if you recall, there's been emails triggered every time they called him, And the reason that they were calling him is to help your Google verification process. So they had sent an email saying, you know, send a little bit more information in order to get you verified, and we don't show that that step's been done on your end. But it's actually a really good thing that Google's offering that, because what's happening behind the scenes, Josh, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address. So once Google, you know, kind of solidifies that by you sending us an invoice with your work address on it, or some work vehicle with some tools, or anything that kind of would show to Google that you're a valid business in the area, then they say, okay, this is a real business and we can publish them. But for some reason or another, that hasn't been completed on your end. Do you think that you could get some of that information over to us?
I don't know. I don't like the way we've been billed without being known. I just want to cancel the subscription or whatever it is y'all sent to us.
Okay. That's so for that final $149, did you want to take care of that on a different card then?
I can get Travis to call and pay that. I mean, if we have to, but I no longer need
okay.
the services.
Okay. So as long as you're aware that if we don't hear from Travis, it's going to continue to bill, I'll follow up with you again probably towards the end of the week, just, you know, to give you a status in case, you know, we don't hear from him. But if not, it will continue to bill, and I don't want that to happen to you and have it start affecting your credit and all that, because unfortunately the terms and conditions are in your name and the account's in your name. So, yes, we can add him as an authorized user. That's fine. But everything looks like it had gone through Josh Dyer.
All right. I'll call back later and pay that and get it canceled.
Okay. You got it. I'll assist you when you do. And I'm so sorry that it didn't work out for you, Josh. But have a really great rest of your day, okay?
We spent money for a little while with y'all, and we never got any leads or any help or anything. We're just giving money away. You seem to do that a lot with people, a lot of companies.
Well,
promising
one thing that we do say in the voice verification is if you could, you know, be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. So our hands are tied. If Google is saying, like, hey, we're going to publish Dyer's Tree Service as long as they send us in, you know, XYZ, and then if we call you to let you know and then we get hung up on several times, we get backed in the corner. You know, it makes us look bad because, yes, you're not on Google and, yes, you're not published. Had you sent that in, you would have, you know, been exploded with new business by now. Because, you know, 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page of Google, but there's only so much we can do if a client's not responsive to us. And I don't know, you know, what the case was there. I wish that, you know, Travis maybe would have known that. Like, hey, this is holding up your results. If you just take the call, we can get this fixed in 2 minutes, you know. But it's, you know, just all a matter of, you know, how responsive people are on the other end, too. You know what I mean? It's kind of like if you had, you know, a huge tree service job for an HOA, for example, and then it was a gated community and they never gave you access to get in, you know, and then they come back and say, oh, we don't like it. We're throwing money down the drain because we gave you a deposit and you haven't done anything. And you'd say, well, there's only so much I can do if every time I try to get in, you hang up on me, you know. So,
yeah,
I'm so sorry that I'm sorry that happened because, you know, you as the business owner or his partner, you would have no knowledge that that's going on either. So, you know, I'm happy that the technicians that tried to reach out at least notated it so we can kind of see a little bit of what happened, you know. But either way, you know, like I said, you can call me when you're ready. If not, I'll follow up with you, you know, maybe towards the end of the week, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.